Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from City midfielder Ilkay Gundogan. He has said that it would be fair to award Liverpool the Premier League title if the season is not completed because of coronavirus. With football in England suspended until at least April the 30th, Liverpool have a 25-point lead over defending champions City and are just 2 wins away from a first top-flight title in 30 years. Gundogan, speaking to German broadcaster ZDF, says that Liverpool should win the title. He said, "For me, that would be okay. Yes, you have to be fair as a sports person." Premier League clubs are due to meet on April the 3rd when it's almost certain the current postponement until the end of April will be extended again, and that will take it past the official end of the English Football League season and towards the last round of Premier League fixtures, which was set to be on May the 17th. Alexander Seferin, the president of UEFA, said over the weekend that the current European club campaign could be lost if it cannot be restarted by the end of June. Meanwhile, news on the transfer front, Jadon Sancho continues to be linked with a move away from Borussia Dortmund. They've said that they will not stand in the Englishman's way if he was to move on in the summer. Plenty of clubs keen on him. Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool, Barca, Real Madrid, Juventus and City. However, of course, he is a former City player, and City could be set for an £18 million windfall if anyone else meets the asking price. The 20-year-old is one of the most coveted players in world football. And City could get as much as £18 million because they inserted a 15% sell-on clause in Sancho's contract when they allowed him to move to Germany 3 years ago. City are believed to be monitoring the situation and could yet try and bring him back to the Etihad. That's all for now. We'll have more later.